Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to the podcast. We're your friends, Maddie.
And Lauren.
And we're back for another episode. Today we're talking about regret, this is a topic I've wanted to cover on the podcast for a while. I just find it so interesting, and we're actually going to talk to you guys, or I guess hear from you guys about what your biggest regrets are. We posted this anonymous survey thing that we found, which is super interesting, and I think we're going to keep using this for future submission episodes, but we'll get into that. I don't think we have too many life updates because we just recorded last Friday and it's only Tuesday. So anything to discuss, Lauren, before we move into the episode?
I don't think so. Last week I mentioned that I was going to Utah. I'm leaving tomorrow. So tonight should be pretty busy packing and everything, but otherwise I don't think too much has happened. How about you?
No updates on my end. Just have been working and, you know, regular week. But let's get into the topic of today's episode because I think we have a lot to say. So regret is something that I find so interesting because I feel like it's kind of hard to avoid certain regrets because in the moment you don't really realize that you're living in a time where, like, in the future you're going to look back and either, I don't know, like have an opinion about how you're acting now. But in the moment you don't really realize that, if that makes sense. It's kind of hard to explain, but I just feel like me right now, I'm sure when I'm 40 or 50, I'll look back and be like, oh my gosh, how did I not realize this about my life when I was 25, 26? It's very like complex and hard to wrap your head around, but I think it's something that everyone experiences and it happens all throughout your life. Even if you feel like you know that you're going to regret things, like you don't really realize until you're looking back, like in hindsight.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think that sometimes you regret something or a decision that you made, even though maybe you would regret the alternate decision. Like if you had made a different choice, maybe you would have regretted that. But people tend to feel regret when they just like wonder what could have happened if they had made a different decision. So I feel like it doesn't always mean that you did the wrong thing. It's just like a curiosity about what could have been, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's hard and it's kind of impossible to avoid because we're constantly making important decisions all throughout our life. And I think it also ties into the concept of potential because everyone has an idea of their potential and what they can achieve in their life. And honestly, I feel like regret or the fear of regret is something that is like high up on my list of fears because it's just, like, I can't imagine being an old person and looking back and being like, I wish I did something differently and not being able to change it. I think that that's the like most scary thing is that when you make a decision and you move on with that phase of your life, it's really over and you can't change it. So I don't want to be old and look back and be like, oh, I wish I did something differently. But then again, I guess you can't really control, you can't think like that. Like you can't live your life like that. But it's also like, how do you make the best choices at every stage in your life, like right now? Because right now we're creating our life and we're like living the potential that we have. So how do you control that?
I don't know if you can. I feel like, again, you'll always wonder like what could have happened. But like, I think thinking before acting is a big thing. Like when I make major choices, I think, oh, maybe I'll regret this. which you mentioned that you don't really, but I think rash decisions are what I usually regret because I didn't, like, I don't put much thought into them, and then I don't think about the consequences until I've already made the decision, and then it's too late.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's regrets on different scales. Like, everyone has small regrets or things that they wish they did differently, and that's just part of life. But then there's the big things that you really need to think through. And I think I'm at now at this point in my life where I can look back at myself when I was a teenager, and I have the hindsight to be able to be like, oh, I wish I did this differently when I was a teenager. Or, like, even when it comes to university, like, I wish I did certain things differently, like where I went to school and the experiences that I had. And those experiences cannot be redone. Like, those, I'm now old enough that I'm looking back at myself when I was, like, not an adult, but old enough to make decisions for myself. And I'm not, it's not even like I regret anything, because as everyone says, it's so cheesy, but, like, your every decision brings you to where you are today. So who knows what could have happened if you did something differently.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am curious, like you were saying, I'm curious to see what would have happened if I went to a different school and I had a different university experience, because I guess I no longer feel aligned with the person that made that decision. So maybe it's, I guess maybe it's a sign that you've changed or have grown and evolved into a different person than you were when you made the decision, which I guess is good if you think about it from that positive angle.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, oh, I don't want to have this feeling about certain things in my life where I'm making decisions now, like when I'm in 15, 20 years, like I don't want to look back and be like, oh, I regret this about this part of my life. I'm like, I need to be aware of it in this moment. And I don't think it's really something that as a 17-year-old I realized, because I had never made an important decision for myself.
Yeah, I feel like there honestly isn't much I regret. Maybe it's because the things that I do regret are so insignificant that I've, like, forgotten about them. But, like, there are some things that I'm like, oh, I wonder how that could have turned out. Like, if I had stayed at the same school for, like, my entire middle and high school experience, like, maybe something different would have come of it. But I also realized that a lot of good came from what I decided to do. Or, like, if I had decided to stay in LA and not go to a normal high school for, like, the end of high school, then I'm like, oh, my life could be drastically different. But I don't know. I guess I just don't give much thought to those ideas because I realize that there's nothing I can do to change them. Mm-hmm. But that's easy to do or say when I don't really care that much, you know? Like, I don't feel like I really missed out on a great opportunity because I like how things have worked out. So maybe that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to think about how your life path would be different. But it's also, I think, the good thing about thinking about it, or, like, reflecting back and being, like, thinking about the concept of regret, even though it's kind of a negative concept, is so that you don't make the same sort of, not mistakes, but you don't do the same things over. Like, you're more conscious of the decisions that you're making now. And it's not even, like, big decisions. Like, that's where it's easy to see the regrets, because also you're thinking through those things a lot more. Like, I mean, I didn't really think through where I went to university, to be honest, at all, but usually you do. Like, that's a pretty big life decision. Or other things, as you get older, you have to make these big life decisions, and those things require a lot of thinking and planning and thinking through all the different options and making the best choice. But when it comes to things like the way that you act toward people or your personality or things that kind of just, it becomes the way that you are, then I feel like those are things that you need to be really conscious of, or else you'll just kind of continue to live that life. Or even, like, your day-to-day, like, will I regret the way that I'm spending my days when I'm old? That's, like, a concept that kind of scares me, because time is very limited and you can never redo. Like, say when you're 50 and you are older and you have, like, health issues.
Mom and dad listening, like, what?
Like, you're not in your peak state anymore. Like, you're not in the prime of your life. I don't want to look back and be like, oh, I didn't even realize I was in the prime of my life when I was 25, because this is a specific example for me. Like, I didn't leave my house, you know? So this is why I'm thinking about this a lot, because we are currently shaping the future. No, we're currently shaping our the past that we're going to look back on. Does that make sense? Yeah. We will eventually look back at this time of our life and be like, how do I feel about this? You'll make a judgment about how you spent your time when you were however old you are right now. So I think living with the idea or the understanding of regret is actually good because it makes you being more conscious about how you're living today. Like looking to the future and being like, how am I going to feel about this moment and the way that I'm spending it, the person that I am, the people that I'm spending my time with, whatever.
Yeah. I think you're right about it being the little things too, because I could see someone who's a little bit older being like, oh, I wish I was nicer in the way that I spoke to my family or my friends or whatever. And those are little things that you say and do every day that you're not really that, you're not doing them very consciously. It's just like whatever comes out of your mouth, you know? And I feel like that would be easy to regret because, like you mentioned, it just becomes the way that you are. And then people have these beliefs about you like, oh, this person's kind of rude because they say this and that to me, but they're not even putting much thought into it.
Yeah, I was talking about this with my friend, like the idea that you say things, everyone says things without really thinking, and that thing that meant nothing to you could mean so much to someone else. Like, you know, everyone says things without like really thinking about how the other person would feel. And I remember this in my past relationships because I feel like guys just like don't really care that much, you know, like in my mind, I'm like, oh, guys are way less emotional than girls are. So I would just say whatever I want or like, you know, maybe I haven't been the nicest in my past.
Okay.
Not like in when I was in the relationship, but like later on, say like in a breakup situation.
Not wait, the like most while you're sensitive. Breaking up with them or after you break up?
Just like, I don't really know. The whole breakup period of time, because I've never had like a breakup that was like one day and it was over. It's more of like,
really?
It's more of like, I don't know how to explain this without like fully slow exposing burn. Myself. But yeah. So then I'd be like, oh, they don't care anyway. Like they're a guy, they don't care. Okay. But then it's like, they actually do care.
Yeah.
So this is something that if I wasn't conscious of it, I'd probably continue to repeat the same patterns. But it's also not like a major regret. It's just understanding that you have the potential to be something different if you want to be. And if you've heard of the butterfly effect or that whole concept that every little thing in your life leads you, like there's so many different versions of us. Kind of also ties into the quantum physics thing that we were talking about a few weeks ago, which I don't really understand, but it's, what is it? Time isn't linear. Like there's just multiple possibilities for all of us.
Essentially, yeah. But the butterfly effect is like one decision. Like people always talk about how changing one decision that you made would impact a million other things. Like, I don't even
know. Is that
know.
True?
Like, think about time travel, okay? Like if you went back in time and it depends what it is because I feel like it does have to be significant enough. But like if you left your house a moment sooner, maybe you would get in a car crash on the way down your street, like things like that. And then maybe, I don't know, like that would affect a bunch of people and other parts of your life, and you would spend your day differently because maybe you're getting the car fixed or you are at the hospital. Just like there are other things that result from your decisions.
Right. Yeah. That's what is weird to me because it just, it also makes me feel like decisions are so important, like, which is not something I ever really think about. I make my decisions very quickly. I'm very like impulsive in that way. But then if you think about that and like how it ties back to potential, and it's, you're constantly deciding whether or not you're living to up to your potential or up to your best self. I don't know. The whole concept just kind of freaks me out because the worst thing in the world would be looking back with regret. And I've grown up enough that I don't feel this strong regret where it's like debilitating or anything, but I already see it. Like I wish I did things differently when I was a teenager, say. So I don't want this pattern to continue because I know that I'm still young, right? Like obviously in the grand scheme of life, I'm young. There's so much there's like hopefully like 75 years left of my life that I have to live up to my potential. But like, how do we only have one shot at life, you know, when there's so many different potential versions of us?
Well, I don't have an answer to that, but I think that like you just have to accept that regret is part of life and it doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. Like, I think, sorry, but you're going to have regrets in the future. You're going to wish that you did things differently or consider that maybe things would have ended better if you had done something differently. But that's just like natural. I don't think that's avoidable, you know? Mm-hmm.
And everyone has potential in every area of their life. Like you have potential in career, potential in relationships, like the way that you treat people. You have potential with your family. You have potential with, I'm trying to think of other things, like your personal life, things that matter to you, like your hobbies, as we like to discuss on this podcast.
Hobbies, if you have those.
I guess also with yourself, like with happiness and all the things that are important to you. So there's a lot of pressure to live up to your expectation of yourself in your head. Like when you're young, you have this expectation of what your life's going to be. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the worst thing in the world would be living like a mundane life when you're young, like had a plan for yourself and like you were so excited. But then when you get into it, you're like, oh, life is this way. And this is just the way that it is. Mm-hmm. Do people think like this? This is what I want to know.
What do you mean?
Another episode of speaking and thinking and not coming to any sort of conclusions. But I'm just wondering if people think like this or if people just kind of live life like without any worries of how they're going to feel in the future.
Well, I think people that reflect on their life while they're living it and not just at the end of their life have these thoughts, because if you were just living and not really taking the time to reflect on the decisions that you've made and where they've led you, then you probably wouldn't have these thoughts.
Right, yeah.
But I think it's important to do. So just because you're not doing it doesn't mean that you're living with no regrets. It just means that you're not like, I don't even know. I guess just thinking about the consequences of the decisions that you've made.
Yeah, but there's also, I think, a beauty in living kind of like a carefree life. I don't personally live a carefree life, but I do think that there's something nice about it. Like,
yeah,
just being happy with where you are. But there's also a balance. Like, I think humans are meant to grow and evolve throughout their life. And I, at least, I don't know if everyone's always striving to be better or if people are just, like, content. Like, where's the balance between being content and happy every day and also being, like, dissatisfied enough that you know that there's more for you?
Right. I think it's, like, celebrating the good things in your life and your victories and all of that. Like, celebrate your accomplishments, but also don't stop when you achieve something. Like, you just have to want to accomplish more in whatever area of your life, like professionally, personally, whatever. I think that it's important to like celebrate those, because then you feel happiness sometimes, but not to be too content with your life, so you kind of stop working hard, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, stop moving forward.
Yeah, everyone has their own standard for themselves too, like of what they want to achieve or based on what their priorities are. Like for me, I'm very career focused, so that's like most of my goals are in the area of career. But then naturally you give up other things. Like for me, it's like a relationship. Like, but for someone else, getting married and having kids might be the most important thing in their life, so they're willing to sacrifice some career goals, but they still feel very content. I think it does come down to fulfillment and what fills you up. And maybe eventually it's a balance of everything. Like I could see that when you're older, you're like, oh, now I want this family because I feel like I'm fulfilled in my career. So I want to like switch gears. You can't do everything all at once. I don't think, like, I don't think really there's like balance in life, but it's like reaching your potential in each area at different times when you feel like you need to kind of have focus too in order to not regret trying. Like, I don't want to regret not trying to build my career, but then I also don't want to regret not having a family. But that's right, hopefully for a later part of my life when I can switch my focus.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hard because you work for yourself. Like, right. I think it would be easier to balance if you worked a job with normal hours and didn't really work outside of those hours, because you'd be able to spend the time that you weren't working, like, with family or trying to grow in, like, personally, I guess.
Right, yeah.
But it's difficult to do that when you know how important, like, your time is for building your business, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, every moment that you spend working on yourself, you're like, I could be working on my business.
Right.
It's hard to escape those thoughts.
Right, yeah. And I'm thinking about it in the, like, context of regret, because, of course, this is the episode topic. Because then I feel like if you don't give it all, like, give your all to something when you are focused on it, then you will regret it. Like, mm-hmm. if I don't give my all to my business when I'm 25, oh my gosh, 26, whatever, then am I going to regret it when I'm 50? But then if I focus on my business all the time when I'm 25 and I don't have a family until, like, I only have, like, 2 kids instead of 4 kids or something, like, my life will be different because I'm focusing on my career,
mm-hmm.
and not focusing on relationships and family. So that will affect the outcome of my life. Am I going to regret that? Like, our mom, for example, got married when she was younger than me and had me when she was 25. And what? I'm like, no, obviously nowhere near that. But she did give up her career eventually to raise her, like, to have 4 kids.
And she didn't join the UN.
This is why we actually started thinking about this, is because my mom says she wished she joined the United Nations. And I'm like, you still can. But then we're like, we understand that you can't really just join the UN when you have 4 kids and you live in Toronto and whatever. Like, your life is pretty set out. But she wishes that she did this thing for herself. Oh my gosh, it's just so much pressure. Like, think about all of this. How do you know what the right path is for you? Like, how do you know that the decisions that you're making now are the right ones for you? And this is interesting to talk about when I'm a little bit older than probably most of our listeners. So I wish I knew this when I was 17. Like, I wish I was thinking like this, however many years ago that was, 9 years ago.
I think you just have to accept that there's no right path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't worry about making decisions that will lead you the right way, because there is no right way. It's not, like, in my opinion, I don't think that that's predetermined. Mm. So I think that every decision that you make, you just have to, like, think about and then accept that these will be the consequences of that decision and decide whether you want to go forward with that. But
right.
that will lead you one way. And maybe it's for the better, maybe it's not, but I don't think that we're, like, following along one path.
No, we're definitely not, which is why it is a lot of pressure to make the right choice, or, like, a choice that you're going to be happy with.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What do you think about all this? Like, approaching it from someone who's living it now, like, living the things that I'm talking about, that I wish maybe I did differently. Like, how do you know that you're making the right choices and you feel content with what you're doing?
Hmm.
Or is it not something you really think about?
I am, like, a pretty logical-minded person, so I just kind of make pros and cons lists and go with whichever one has the most pros. You know, I don't really give much thought to decisions after they're made unless there are consequences that force me to think about them.
Right. Yeah.
Which
makes sense. Most
don't have.
I don't think about things either, like, after I make a decision, but it's now looking back. Like, I never thought about this whole concept until the last year or so. But now looking back, I guess it's just realizing that this is going to continue throughout life as you continue to get older. And the decisions that you make as you get older are probably more important than the decisions I've made up to this point, because I'm only 26. So it's like, how do we move forward with this information and make decisions that hopefully are like more thought out and that we are more content with as we get older? This is my life's question recently. Just something that's been on my mind.
Yeah, if you guys have any insight, please share it with us because we really don't have all the answers, but
as always, we don't have the answers. We're just talking about it.
We're just talking. Though, I feel like it is time to read some of your biggest regrets. I'm, like, really interested to see what you, our listeners, left for us.
Yeah, we got all of these anonymously, so they're going to be a little bit more interesting than usual, I feel like. Because, personally, I would never write into anything with my username attached to it, so I feel like we should do these anonymously going forward and we'll get like better stories or better responses
because like what's stopping the person who you leave the whatever comment, like the person whose profile you leave the comment on, from resharing it and being like
exposing,
circling your username, tagging you, tagging your 10 closest friends? Like hypothetically that could be really bad.
Yeah, well, we appreciate anyone who's written in with their username. thanks a lot for making our episodes interesting. But I think this anonymous thing will be perfect going forward. So let's pull them up. We asked you what your biggest regret is. And I feel like there are some common themes. So we can discuss in relation to like our biggest regrets or things that we regret in our life as well.
Okay, so there are quite a few like this. So I will just read one that where they put it pretty well. This one is not being social enough and letting my shyness get to me. And another similar one is not going up to people and trying to be social. So basically just like putting yourself out there in social situations.
I totally get that. And I feel like it does come down to the concept of potential because you're like, there's a version of me that's so confident and so outgoing and can talk to anyone. Like I know that that is a person that I could be. Like it's not, you know, everyone can be that if they want to, like if they're having a confident day or, you know, they're in a setting where they feel like they're thriving and they're comfortable, like you can talk to people and whatever. It's human nature to be social. But then when you don't act like that, you're like, oh, like I wish I put myself out there more. Or like in school, if there's an opportunity that you didn't put yourself out there for because you were scared of something or shy, then when it passes, you're like, oh, I should have done it. Like I wish I just had made that decision for myself. This is totally relatable.
Yeah, for sure. I think especially since coming to LA and being in situations where I don't feel as comfortable as I did in like my high school, at high school parties and just hanging out with like my friends in high school. I think that I've definitely had thoughts like this because it's hard when you're in a room full of people you don't know and you don't know if you have anything in common with them. It's difficult to start a conversation essentially. So how do you think that like you can go up to someone that you don't know or don't know well and start a conversation?
I feel like compliments and questions are the easiest conversation starters because I don't know, people love to talk about themselves. If you ask a question, like generally people are going to receive it well as long as it's like, you know, a normal question,
not offensive in any way. Yeah.
Just like a general question. Or a compliment is great because everyone loves to be complimented and that's a great way to break the ice and start a conversation. And yeah, just in general, I feel like always thinking about the future version of yourself who has done the thing, like has done, ew, I hate when people say I did a thing. It just like, that gave me a flashback to a bad Instagram caption, but has done whatever you're scared of doing and being like, okay, it's done. It's over. Nothing bad happened. You know, like, people always kind of scare themselves by thinking about, I don't even know, the worst outcome or it's just, like, a fear. But the fear is natural. You just have to literally, like, say 3, 2, 1 and do it.
I was just going to say that, too. And I do that sometimes. I'm like, I just have to do it. Like, I just have to say it or ask, whatever. I also feel like one thing that can help if you're trying to talk to someone and you don't know what to say to them is to talk about something around you, like maybe figure out what you have in common that you're in the same room for, you know, like at those influencer events, I could be like, oh, hey, like, I don't think we've met. Like, do you, I guess, like, what kind of stuff do you post on social media? That kind of thing, because I know that they are also there for the same reason I am. Like, we all have somewhat of a social media following. Right. But like, I'm trying to think of other scenarios when you would be in a room with people you don't know at like, in like a club, maybe you could like, if you're new to the club and you don't know anyone there, you could ask some questions about the club, considering it's something that you're definitely both interested in. Same thing in class, like ask them about the homework or what you're learning. I feel like it's easier to start a conversation about something around you.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you always feel awkward. Like, you feel way more awkward than people are perceiving you as.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been in some awkward situations recently where I felt really uncomfortable. And then I looked around and, like, no one was really looking at me. Like, you always think it's way worse than it actually is because everyone's just thinking about themselves. It's really hard in the moment to realize that no one's actually thinking about you or looking at you or judging you. But it's just not that bad. Like, no one's thinking about what you said. No one's thinking about how you acted unless, like, there was something exceptional. But in a normal mm-hmm. situation, no one's going home and thinking about you. So hopefully that makes you feel better. It makes me feel better to be like, this is just not that big of a deal. Let's mm-hmm. zoom out. Let's picture the TikTok that zooms out to the earth and be like, this moment.
We live on a floating rock, okay?
Doesn't really matter. So
yeah,
it's fine.
And honestly, I think most people are relieved when someone else starts the conversation. Like, as we have discussed, it's hard to do. So people love it when someone else essentially makes the first move in a social setting and they just have to go along with it. Like, that's much easier than going up to someone. But again, you might regret it if you wait for someone to come to you and they don't. So
yeah, and I feel like you're never going to regret putting yourself out there. Like, I never regret attending an event I didn't want to attend, or even like rarely ever regret going to a dinner that I really didn't want to go to. Like, it's always good that you went.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even if it's not going to like advance your career or whatever this is for, like whatever the putting yourself out there is for, it's not going to be negative for the most part.
And at least you know that you tried and you won't regret not doing it.
Yeah. And I think also to close this one out, you gain confidence by doing things you don't want to do and proving to yourself that you can do them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the context of keeping promises to yourself, confidence comes from keeping promises to yourself. That's a great example. You say, I'm going to go to this thing that makes me uncomfortable. You actually go, you get through it, and you feel confident after. It's the same way if you're like really nervous to give a speech.
Right.
As soon as you're done it, you're like, oh my God, that was so good. Like, I'm so happy I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could do that again.
Right. And it's like, once you've done it once, you're like, oh, that wasn't that bad most of the time, you know?
Yeah. This is the majority of times. But yeah, just do it. Put yourself out there. Trust me, when you're like in 10 years, you're going to be happy that you tried new things and kind of pushed yourself out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good comes from a comfort zone, realistically, because humans are meant to grow.
This one is interesting because it's something that we touched on last week. And they said that having a boyfriend too early was their biggest regret, meaning middle and high school.
I need more context of why they regret it.
I guess it didn't work out. But yeah.
But like
for it to be your biggest regret, something not great must have come from it.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many reasons. It's hard to understand why, but I guess it just wasn't the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are not in a state to have a boyfriend. Like, it's, you know, like it's either the other person or you, or probably a combination of both, realistically. But that's interesting.
Yeah, you and maybe that came from like the social pressure to have a boyfriend when they weren't actually ready for a relationship. Maybe not, but yeah.
Yeah, hard to know without more information, but it's interesting. You definitely need to look inward when you're making these big decisions for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one, kind of similar to what we said about social settings, but not making the first move. Like, with a guy, basically.
I mean, I'm not really someone to make a first move, personally. But usually you can, and it's going to be fine.
Yeah, and I think there are ways to make the first move without making the first move, you know? Like, basically letting the guy know that you want him to make a move.
Honestly.
Like, being a little flirty, you know?
It's so funny. Like, this is goes back to what I was saying about breaking up with guys. Like, you kind of forget that guys are shy too. Like, mm-hmm. I've been in some situations, like social situations with guys, where the second that you show a tiny bit of interest, then they're like, oh, the confidence is on.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't know. And guys actually kind of, I don't feel bad for them actually at all. But sometimes I'm like, oh my God, imagine having to, like, be the person who's driving this relationship.
There is a lot of pressure for sure.
I could never. Like, I could probably. But, like, it just would be so scary because you would probably get rejected a lot. Like, girls don't really need to get rejected unless they put themselves out there, which they're less likely to do because I'm like, I'm not texting this guy first. Like, he can text me if he's interested. Mm-hmm. But it does go both ways. So you writing in, you should put yourself out there and make the first move.
I had something to say, but I forget what it was. So, yeah.
Do that.
Well, we're like weirdly synced now. I think we've been spending too much time together.
Yeah, I think so.
There are so many that are like not letting my crush know I liked him before you got a girlfriend. Mm. You know what? I think it's time that we girls start putting ourselves out there.
Yeah, I mean, if it's girls writing in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay. This one is interesting because I kind of relate. So they said, I regret not joining clubs during freshman year of high school.
Mm. Do you want to talk about that whole concept in relation to university?
Mm-hmm. So if you're doing it, like joining clubs just to get into university, which honestly a lot of people are, then I think that you have a real point here and I really relate because I also didn't really start joining clubs until, like, junior year. Senior year, I was the most involved because I was literally submitting my university application. And also just because I lived at my school, so it was easier to be involved. But junior year is when I really realized that if I wanted to go to a U.S. school, I had to, like, basically have better extracurriculars because that's a really important part of your application. And when there was like some senior class rep was asking what our biggest piece of advice for younger grades was, I said, like, not getting involved sooner, because I feel like there's a lot of good that can come from being involved in your school, not just for university, but just to, like, be a member of the community. But yeah, I relate to not being part of anything in freshman and sophomore year, because I also didn't do that. And then I was like, it looks to these universities like I'm just joining these clubs because I'm applying to university soon, which is kind of what I was doing, but it's not a good look.
Right. You know? I feel like the piece of advice thing is interesting because it actually is beneficial to ask people around you who you trust and who you value their opinion, especially if they're a couple of years older than you, what they wish that they did differently. I think when it comes to university, for sure, because you don't really know what you're doing in the process. Like, when you're in it, you're like, what's the right thing to do? Like, should I be joining clubs? Should I be doing sports? Like, what actually matters? There's a lot of confusing stuff. But if you ask someone who's like 2-3 years older than you what their best piece of advice is, and ask a bunch of people and see if there's any common themes, I feel like that's a great way to try to avoid making mistakes like that or having regrets about not joining something sooner or whatever it is. And in life, I feel like that's good. You need to have people that you care about their opinion, because everyone has an opinion and it always comes from the lens of their own personal experience. Mm-hmm. And it's always, you know, like, nothing is going to be 100% true for you.
You're right. It's an opinion.
It's just an opinion, and it's only based on their life, right? Like, everyone has only their own experiences to go off of. But I think asking for people's advice and listening, rather than thinking like, oh, I know how to do this, and I'm, because you're always going to look back and be like, I wish I listened more because I actually didn't know what I was talking about. Or like, I've learned so much in the past however many years that I wish I had listened more to the people around me. So yeah, like, obviously take that with a grain of salt, but I think that that's great advice, is asking for advice from other people.
Mm-hmm. And I think just, like, asking for help in general. I've had kids who are a year younger than me from my school reach out and ask if I could, like, help them with their university applications because they're applying to the same school that I applied to in the school that I'm now going to. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, I am curious, like, what do you think made your application stand out? Like, I've had questions like that. And I'm like, I would be happy to help you because I wish someone helped me when I was applying. Like, I was literally looking on Reddit and, like, university helper websites. So
yeah,
absolutely, I think it's important to ask for help and don't feel that it's, like, a burden on the person that you're asking, because most of the time it's super easy for them, mm-hmm. and so valuable to you.
There's no harm in asking. And if mm-hmm. someone doesn't want to help you, they just, like, won't reply.
Yeah, or they can say no.
Yeah, or they'll say no, and then you're back where you started. I guess that goes back to putting yourself out there. Just asking for help. People are actually way more likely to help you than you think that they are. There's a caveat to that, which is, like, don't ask questions that you can Google. I hate when people mm-hmm. ask me a question that's, like, obvious. But if it's, like, what is the one thing that you that made your application stand out, that's a great question.
And not something you can Google.
No.
Right.
They're not asking you, how do you do this? Like, literally Google it. But asking for somebody's advice, I think, is great. And people like to give advice. They like to share the thing that they wish that they knew last year or whatever it mm-hmm. is. So I think that that's a great tip. So to end off, Lauren, what do you think your biggest regret so far in your life is? It's a big question. Or just maybe, like, I don't actually feel like I have such strong regret about anything, but something that you wish you did differently, or you're curious if you made a different decision, what would have happened? Like the LA, living in LA thing, or going to a normal high school?
Probably that. Like, what could have happened if I had either stayed in LA or never moved to LA and just had, like, a regular high school experience? And I also think one that came to mind, because we were just talking about university applications, is not starting my application sooner. Like, I literally applied to these schools the day that the applications were due. Like, I started my applications the day they were due. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I wonder what could have happened if I had started months earlier, like you're supposed to, and really put time and thought into these applications. But again, I'm like, I don't really regret that, because I'm happy with the school that I'm going to. And I don't know, like, maybe it's for the best that I'm not living on the East Coast of the US, where it would be more difficult to see my family and to continue posting on social media. So mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of looking at the bright side. But how about you?
I think it would be, I'm realizing now that I did not live up to my full potential in university. In, like, the 4 years I was in university, I just feel like I don't know, I didn't try that hard in school. Like, I still did pretty well, but I didn't try as hard as I could. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just felt like a lack of clarity around my future, which I think is pretty normal for people at mm-hmm. that stage in their life. But I just feel very different than the person I was in university. And I never would have gone to the school that I went to. I just feel like I would have done everything differently if I had the chance to do it over, which is, it's not really that important in the grand scheme of life, but I wish I could do it differently, knowing what I know now, or being the person that I am now. But I feel like micro regrets all the time, because I feel like I'm changing now too. Like mm-hmm. even I design something for my brand. When I put it out, I'm like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
Not actually, but more so like, like, looking back at old things that you've done, I'm like, how did I do that? How did I make that and think it was good?
Right.
Even I recently saw our podcast promotional stories that we used to post. I'm like, actually, what was I thinking? Like, I made that and I was like, this is the best that I can do. What?
Maddie, it's like, were you there earlier today when I was looking through my old Instagram pictures? I was like, who let me post this? Like, at one point in my life, I looked at that and I was like, yeah, I look great. That's a great picture of me. I'm going to post that for the world to see.
It's kind of crazy.
And now I would never. But like you mentioned earlier, I think it's good, because it means that we're not the same person. We're not the same people that we were years ago.
Mm-hmm. Growth. Yeah, I guess it's true. It's all about growth. But it's just shocking to me that you can look back at something that you created, or a person that you were, and be like, I don't identify with that at all. Like, that's no longer me. And I don't really like that feeling. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been thinking about. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let us know what you think, because this is obviously a very large and complex topic that we don't really have the answers about. But just know that we're all creating our own life in this moment. Like, every day is a day of your life that you're never going to be able to live again. No pressure, but
no pressure, but go live life to the fullest, because you're not going to get today back.
It's so true. Love that. Such an inspirational message.
So inspirational.
We are an inspirational podcast. Thank you guys. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you next Friday. Lauren's going to recap her trip to Utah on next week's episode. So I can't wait for that. And yeah, talk to you next week.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.